Good day to you. Welcome to another edition of The Front Page on Morehead State Public Radio. I'm your host, Chuck Moraz. Today, our guest is Heather Clary, Director of Communications for the Better Business Bureau of Central and Eastern Kentucky. And as always, Heather, thanks so much for joining us. Good day to you.
Good day to you. A little rainy, but we're all excited about the Cats today winning the championship for us tonight. We just know it's going to happen. So.
Well, and you, I guess, had some, I want to say some business or at least some warnings you had to put out regarding NCAA tickets earlier.
I did. Every year around the country, someone ends up falling for a ticket scam. At this point, we've narrowed it down to the two teams, so those may not be as prevalent, but anybody who is down there and is trying to buy a ticket at the last minute just needs to be aware of who they're dealing with and not being falling for something online that you're not sure of what's going on. It just brings back the old lesson, don't wire money to anyone you do not know. And no matter what it is, it's in high demand. This time it's basketball tickets, and who knows what it'll be next time. But people getting excited and not thinking and then wiring money and not getting anything is a scam often used on the Internet, so we always are warning about those kinds of things.
There are a lot of reputable people and organizations doing ticket brokering online, and I guess the rule of thumb would be to make sure you know who you're dealing with, correct?
Yes, if you use something like that, then you have a little more recourse. You may be using a credit card. A lot of those brokerage firms offer a guarantee. You know, if the tickets do not turn out to be genuine that they have purchased from someone else, they'll make sure it's right. They'll make you whole with the money. You may miss the game, which, of course, nobody wants, or whatever it is you've bought the tickets for, a concert, whatever it may be, but at least you might have the money back. So if you're doing it individually over the Internet with someone you don't know, you're kind of on your own and shop at your own risk.
I kind of use my own rule of thumb in those situations. It's if the tickets seem like that they're too pricey or too expensive, the person that you're dealing with is probably reputable.
Well, possibly reputable, is that what you said?
Yes.
Yeah, but could be. Or if they're really too low, you got to wonder why, too.
Yeah. Anytime they're too low, I'm not too sure about that. I guess we're getting into spring. That's what I've heard. I've seen some evidence of it, but I'm not completely sold on that just yet, considering some of the weather we've had, as you talked about. But that also means we're getting into the spring home repair season, and because of that, that brings about, I guess, all sorts of scam artists and phony baloney people out there offering to do work at homes.
That is exactly right. In fact, we've already started getting some calls. Unfortunately, they seem to be from older folks who live alone in their own house. And I mean, they may open the door to go out and take out the trash or do some gardening, and guy is like trolling the street in his truck and trying to use a scare tactic. One woman said a man told her that a pipe coming through her house roof was going to cause her house to catch on fire if she didn't let him fix it. You know, scare tactics like this kind of thing, as you said, is completely phony baloney. You don't want to listen to anyone using tactics like that. Anyone who seems to be waiting to catch you as you come out and trying to get you to sign on the spot, that's definitely a no-no. Some people may go door to door making their services available, say, hi, this is my name, this is my business, I do this kind of work, here's my information. Feel free to check me out or check my references, and if you're interested, hire me. That's a good way to do it. That's a door-to-door guy who isn't a scammer. The ones that show up out of the blue, want you to make out checks to somebody else or pay cash or don't offer a contract, things of that nature, you really have to watch out for. And I really do, it does happen to people of all ages, but I really do worry about the senior citizens that live alone. Some of them may be easily intimidated by some of these people. I have had some of them tell me that. I just paid him money to make him go away. We want to remind people, not only should you check out any business you're considering using with the Better Business Bureau, see what kind of record it has. Better yet, get a list of BBB accredited businesses in the industry you need, gutters, roofs, plumbers, landscapers, whatever it might be, because you'll know we've checked those people out. Anybody that uses high pressure, doesn't want to put it in writing, wants all the cash up front, those are your classic red flags. If someone makes you feel uncomfortable and will not leave, you know, call the police. That's what those folks are there for, to help you get rid of the bad guys and keep yourself safe.
Heather, I'll ask you, we had a story that we did here recently, and it's a situation being investigated by the Fleming County Sheriff's Department. There was a guy that was going around last year, and they think he might be coming back this year, who was offering to do some quick blacktopping jobs at homes around Fleming County, and basically he was either doing shoddy work or not doing the work at all and making off with all the money. He was going under the alias, I guess, of Jimmy Riley, and he was from North Carolina. And had you heard much about that?
The blacktopping hasn't started yet, but I assume it will any time now because the weather's getting to the point where that can be done, and people's driveways are all a mess from this horrible weather we've had all winter. And it may be very tempting that the guy standing there at the door who's ready to roll right now and blacktop your driveway or seal coat it, just give him a couple $100 and it's done. That may seem very tempting, but you may want to think again because this indeed happens every year. These people go around. They might use different names. They may have out-of-state license plates. They will tell you they can do all of this. They may roll down something that's nothing more than black paint, something that causes your driveway to crumble later with the first rain. And then, of course, all you have is a cell phone number to reach these gentlemen, and they don't return your calls, and you have no idea where they are located. Then you have to pay more to get the job done right. In fact, we've had some of our BBB-accredited businesses that are in the paving industry hear about it from customers and clients who thought they could save some money or get it done early and get it done right now, and then now they have to call the reputable guy to come and fix the mess that the fly-by-nighter did.
Yeah, and these blacktopping things, as you mentioned, they use the excuse, well, we were doing a job here on a highway or something, we had some extra material left over, or we were at somebody's house and we had some extra stuff over and we're willing to sell it to you cheap, and those are obviously big red flags.
Oh, definitely. The old, I've been working for the neighbors down the block spiel is a good one, too. Ask them which neighbors, what are their names, you know. They may not be true, or they may not be doing anything in the next block. The thing about blacktop, I'm no expert, but blacktop experts will tell you if you're having that done on your driveway, that stuff has to be at a certain temperature in order to roll properly. Asphalt experts in the trade industry will tell you that. And if some guy is driving up in a truck and says he has some sitting there, how cool is it? You know, it might be too cold to form a good surface and lay down like it's supposed to. So the reputable guys are going to have it ready mixed or have a mixer on the back of the truck, or they're going to have it still steaming from the delivery, you know, nice and hot to do the rolling. So that's another thing to keep in mind.
We're getting into the spring storm season as well, and generally after a storm, these folks have a tendency to come out, don't they?
Oh, yeah, especially with roof repairs, and you want to get that roof back over your head as quick as you can. Same thing. Anybody going by, pointing at your roof, saying, this is wrong, that's wrong, say, oh, well, thanks for pointing that out. If you'll give me your card, I'm going to get some estimates. If it's something caused by weather, of course, your assurance adjuster would want to look at it if they're going to pay for it. And some of these companies, reputable ones, will say, I will meet with your adjuster, and we can discuss it and exchange paperwork and see if you'd like to use us. Other ones will say, oh, I can just pass that up for you right now for $100 or whatever. You should be wary of that. You don't have to have a licensing to be a roofer right now. I know they're working on that in Frankfurt. But you do, at the very least, need to have workers' comp or liability insurance. You want to see proof of this of anyone that comes to your home. A reputable person will have proof of that. If they hem and haw about it, oh, it's back at the office or something of that nature, and you haven't been able to check that out, that's another red flag. Because if damage happens or if the worker is injured or you're injured, you know, who's going to end up paying for that if he doesn't have any insurance?
Last point on this, any sightings yet of the gypsy travelers?
Well, and those are the ones we talk about that do the blacktopping mostly, or some barn painting. We live in horse country. We have heard in recent years of people offering to paint your barns and doing a shoddy job or not finishing. Not yet, but as we say, the weather is warming up. You know, not all of this is just the guys from out of state, too. I mean, there'll be some from other parts of this state or moving through from state to state. There was a fellow last year that was working his way through Estill, Madison, I think part of Fayette County. He'd worked his way from Tennessee. There were news stories in Tennessee about this guy. He'd left there. He'd come through here. We did a lot of warnings about it and got some authorities to look into them, and he moved on to someplace else. So that's why we want people to let us know at the Better Business Bureau if something suspicious is going on in your area so that we can get the word out through the news media, social media, Facebook, and so forth to get the warning out there. And we'll give our information for contacting us, you know, before we end the program today.
Also, I guess, happening right now, some people are calling about personal computers and offering technical support over the phone, and they're bogus?
this scam is known as the Windows Tech Support phone scam or the Microsoft Support phone scam. This has been going on for some time, but it just seems to keep picking up, and unfortunately, people keep falling for it. The guy will call on the phone. He often will have a foreign accent and indicate that they have been monitoring your computer and see that it has Trojan horse viruses in it, or it's about to crash. It's running very slowly, and he can fix this for you. And then he wants you to go take some steps that allows him to have control of your computer desktop in order to install certain programs that will recover all of this and save it. And then they'll want to charge you money for it. Well, you need to know first and foremost, Microsoft is not monitoring all the computers in the country, regardless of what anyone else might believe. They are not monitoring that. They don't know what's happening on your computer. So anyone that tells you that is lying to you. Microsoft even warns of it on their website. You do not want to give control of your computer to anyone that calls you who's a stranger to you. Now, some folks have bought services through a legitimate established IT company that does provide support, and hopefully you have checked those people out. But if you just use somebody who's calling you up out of the blue, you have no idea if they've done you more harm than good. We've heard of some people who have had more viruses put on their computer. The person calling was really a scam artist and has stolen some of your personal information out of the computer, possibly stealing your identity and causing you a whole new nightmare. So the Better Business Bureau just urges people to hang up on those phone calls. Find your own person to fix the computer if there's a problem.
Heather, have they been able to determine, talking about the authorities, where these con artists are working out of?
It's difficult to say. Some of them are actually in India. We have actually spoken with one over the phone, and that kind of puts it out of the purview of anything. If you're dealing with someone from outside the country, that really doubles the difficulty in even trying to help people get recourse. We will remind folks if they've given a credit card number to someone and they haven't received a product or service or there's a problem with it, you know, contact your credit card provider and see if you can dispute the charge if you're still within that window. Technology has made it also very easy for con artists to hide these days. They have burner cell phones, keep changing the number. They can spoof. They have technology that allows them to spoof on your caller ID where they are calling from. They may show they're calling from California, you know, where Microsoft is, but really calling you from who knows where because they have technology to make you believe that.
I was going to say they've got some diabolical measures they can take to route these phone calls all over the place and make them almost look like they're semi-local.
They do, and the same thing happens on the Internet. We had someone call and said, well, I looked online to find someone to fix my computer. Turns out it was in Mexico. And they wondered if this was legitimate, so I couldn't begin to tell you it's outside of the country, and you're kind of on your own. The Better Business Bureau does not extend into Mexico, and you're trying to find a little better way of trying to figure out who you're dealing with. I mean, that's another thing, dealing with people from outside the country. We've had people see these websites offering really high-end things like Dr. Dre Beats earphones, Coach handbags, expensive prom gowns and wedding gowns. That season's coming up. They want to order it, they order it real fast, and then they don't get it. And then they wonder where it is, and it turns out the company's in China. And that's really hard to reach across the globe to figure out where your shipment is and whether what you're getting is even the real thing anyway. So be careful with incidents like that. Be sure you know where the company is that you're dealing with.
Another phone scam that's out there right now involves debt collection and litigation.
This is a really frightening phone scam. We have come in here some mornings, and when our telephones come on for the public to call, we've had people breathlessly waiting to talk to us because they've had a sleepless night because of a call they got the evening before, after hours, stating that they owed a debt and they needed to pay it right now, or there was going to be a sheriff deputy on their doorstep the next morning ready to take them to jail, or that their case was being turned over to a court. They'll use all of these legitimate-sounding officer names. None of it's true. If you owe a debt, the law requires someone to send that to you in writing in the mail. Don't let them email it. Say, I want it in writing. That way it would be on their letterhead. Any legitimate third-party debt collector will do this. That's the Federal Fair Debt Collection Practices Act. They cannot throw you in jail for not paying a debt. Debtors' prisons went out a long time ago. My goodness, the jails would be overflowing if anyone who was a little late on a debt were put in jail. Someone could sue you if you do owe the debt, but of course they would have had to go through all the procedures required by federal law before doing that. Yes, you would be served, but you would have your day to appear. So don't be frightened by these calls. A lot of times they want you to go out and get a Green Dot Money Pack card, which is a reloadable credit card that the con artists like to use these days. Get you to put money on it, give them the numbers, they unload it, you've given your money to a con artist, and no way to recover it like with a standard credit card.
Again, Heather, is there a certain group that this particular group of con artists is trying to target? Are they looking at, say, again, elderly people in general, or
for the debt collection?
Yes.
Not particularly. We've had people, we're not sure where they're getting their list of people that they're calling, but a lot of folks have called indicating that the debt collector, so-called debt collector or officer or whoever he is claiming that they had one of those payday loans that you can get, you know, check advance type places that they borrowed a long time ago and never paid, and of course the person remembers paying it off, or the person never remembers having one. But they're so frightened by what these people are saying, and they're willing to just pay it to get them off their back. Don't do that. People of all ages and backgrounds are getting hit by these. Don't pay something that you do not know for sure that you owe. Of course, we have information at the Better Business Bureau on how to get a free credit report once a year from each of the three major agencies where you can check to see if there's any accounts open and you don't recognize, or stuff you may have forgotten about, to kind of see where you stand with those kinds of things.
Is it that they're just trying to catch people off guard? Because, for instance, I would know if I'd ever taken out a payday loan.
Well, you might, but there's some debts people really don't remember. I talk to people who say, well, they say I did it 6 or 7 years ago, and it was a medical bill, but we were in the hospital so much, I don't remember if this one was paid or not. Or, I mean, people really do forget, especially if a few years go by, which is why a credit report can be so helpful, because you can see what kinds of accounts you've had for the past however many years. Negative information, of course, stays on there for 7 years.
I'm wondering, are they trying to nickel and dime people and say they owe like 50 or 100 bucks? Are they pretty big sums?
Oh, it's more than that. I mean, some of it's $400 or $500, then they'll bring it down as a favor if you pay it right now. You know, that old spiel, so we don't want people to fall for that. But the thing is scare tactics. A lot of phone scams are taking on the scare tactics. We're going to arrest you. You're going to be dragged to court. Another area that evolves into is people pretending to be with the government. One that is hitting the older folks is people alleging to be with Medicare. I need your Social Security number. We have to send you a new Medicare card. Medicare is not calling you on the phone. This time of year, the IRS phone scams are running rampant. Had an email this morning from a consumer wondering about a call she keeps getting, saying there's a problem with the returns. And, of course, everyone's returns are due pretty soon. Don't fall for these calls either. The IRS is not calling you. They're going to notify you by mail. You know, unless you have called them and asked for a return call, they warn about this on their website as well. So beware of those calls as well.
Again, our guest today on the front page is Heather Clary. She's the Director of Communications for the Better Business Bureau of Central and Eastern Kentucky. And we are going to take a break on Front Page, come back with more right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Eat Gallery in historic downtown Maysville. Eat Gallery features original and unique gifts, including local artwork, fine jewelry, gemstones, sculptures, and natural art from around the world. Eat Gallery offers heirlooms, including earrings, bracelets, necklaces, and original artwork by Rob Weingartner and Fred Weisner. Open Tuesdays through Fridays, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Eat Gallery in Maysville is online at eatgallery.com.
Again, we're on the front page today, and I'm Chuck Meraz, and our guest is Heather Clary, who's the Director of Communications for the Better Business Bureau of Central and Eastern Kentucky. And, Heather, you touched on the IRS scams that are obviously touching off with tax day just around the corner, and this kind of leads me to another point. I've talked to people from the Social Security office over in Ashland, and they make a point of saying that all official correspondence from the federal government comes via the mail and on official letterhead. They don't send out emails.
Yeah, email is another method that some of the con artists will use, and they will smack those logos on there from the IRS or the FBI or whatever it might be. And again, you don't want to believe those. They carry viruses. They may tell you, go to this link to see the reason we're contacting you. Another way, not only scare tactics, but appealing to your desire to see if you got some money coming, because we've also seen IRS phishing scams where it says, you have a refund coming of X number of dollars, and please click here or open this attachment to see how to receive your refund. And, of course, that just unloads a virus on your computer. If you've already filed online, which is a safe way to do it, a lot of people do it right away as soon as they get their W-2s, you're going to get that sometimes even direct deposited right into your bank account. Now, we have talked to a person or two who have had a problem where they got a letter stating that their IRS tax return was incomplete. They said, we hadn't filed it yet, which would indicate that someone else got their information and filed it on their behalf and is trying to get their return. The IRS has been trying to stamp out ID theft as far as tax returns and tax forms for a long time, and they definitely have a unit dealing with that, so we would urge people to get in touch with them if they suspect something like that's going on.
What about these online rental property scams?
That's another one that's really kind of taken off. Again, the internet comes into play. Lots of people get on the internet when they're looking for a new place to live. Springtime's coming, prime moving season, people waiting for the kids to be out of school, college students transferring from a dorm to an apartment. They're looking for a place to live, and this is where people will get taken. They see a listing online for even a house. This seems to have numerous bedrooms, a nice garage, fenced-in yard, and it lists a very low price per month, especially if you're familiar at all with the rental prices in your area. People have been known to contact the so-called owner of this property or the renting agent saying, well, just wire us the lease or the deposit, and then we'll send you the keys. We have to be out of the country because of some reason or another. Well, there's been all kinds of things happen with these scams, from people showing up at the house ready to move in to find it's already occupied, or they've gone over to kind of take a better look at it and see a sign out in the front yard with a number on it, and they call it, and that's the real rental agent who says, no, we're not renting it for $500 a month, including utilities. We're renting it for $1,000 a month, and you have to pay your own utilities. And a lot of this stuff will happen on websites like Craigslist. Have to be very careful, but it also happens on sites that are solely devoted to listing real estate listings, like Zillow is another one we've heard of, and some other ones. And they're aware of this, too, and they're on the ball trying to track down these things. The con artists will do what they call scraping. They will scrape listings, take the pictures and all the information and post it as their own, give different contact information, try to fool someone into wiring them the money. Once you've wired the money, of course, you can't get it back. You're out that money, and you certainly don't have a new house to live in.
Does this also apply, perhaps, to vacation properties? I know that a few years ago, my family and I, we rented a property out in Hilton Head for a week. Is this happening with that type of stuff, too?
It has been known to happen with that. Anything that someone wants to have you wire them money for, and a lot of times these will happen on sites like Craigslist, not solely on Craigslist. Anyone can post anything on there, but it happens with automobiles. People want to sell something very quickly for a low price with some tale about having to be shipped out of the country. Job scams that will appear on legitimate sites but appeared not to be scams. CareerBuilder, Monster.com, things like that. You just have to look at everything very carefully and watch for the red flags because a lot of them carry the same red flags. The person behind the ad does not want to speak to you on the phone. They only want to text you or email you. Chances are they're outside the country or they're trying to hide a very thick foreign accent, hiding behind servers. They want you to wire money to them to cover whatever cost there is. Don't believe that either. It's very risky to wire money to someone you do not know. Someone who wants to hire you or let you move into a property, sight unseen, hardly knowing who you are. Those are big red flags, too. And if anyone's not sure, we should certainly invite them to call the Better Business Bureau about any of the things we talked about today, or just something you don't know where to start. A lot of people give us a call. Chances are we've heard of it, or if it's something we can't really deal with, we're going to direct you to an agency that may be able to help you better.
All right, the number and the website?
You can call us at 1-800-866-6668. We invite people to take a look at our new and improved website at bluegrass.bbb.org. We also invite people to follow us on Facebook, Better Business Bureau of Central and Eastern KY, and we're also on Twitter at BBB Bluegrass KY. So you can keep up with us and the latest scam alerts and give us a call if you need some help.
Heather, thanks again for joining us today on Front Page.
My pleasure.
And again, our guest, Heather Clary, Director of Communications for the Better Business Bureau of Central and Eastern Kentucky. I'm Chuck Meraz, host of Front Page. See you next time.